Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. This is your host, First Lady Christine Renee, and you are now tuned into Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. Now, it's been a little while. Yes, I know. And we're going to jump right into it. Just going back to our original content of speaking to people, getting their input on various topics and situations. And this episode is going to be basically reminiscence of the past as it relates to like information that your parents could have gave you or didn't give you, rather, and just whatever the world wants to share. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to a couple people, a couple different situations. If you haven't already subscribed to my channel, go ahead and do that now. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do that now. We'll be bringing you related, amazing content on a weekly basis. And let's just take it to the streets. Stay tuned. Side note, nobody knows the questions before we ask them. All right, guys, so we got our first guest, Red T. So we're going to ask him the question. And we're going to see what he has to say. All right, so the question is, what is one thing that you wish your parents had taught you sooner?
How to save money.
You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I saved a little bit of my money at an early age. Not as to save money, because my mama taught me how to save money, but what to spend the money on. That's what.
You feel like your life would have been a little different?
Yeah. If I would have spent money on certain things, I would have bought something that would turn into more money. When you're young, you spend money on stuff that you don't need.
Yeah. Okay. And how you feel like you're dealing with that now?
I think I'm doing way better.
You're doing way better with it?
Oh, my God.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I got seven kids.
Seven kids?
Seven kids.
God told my to nose, boy. Now, how are you doing with implementing that particular thing that you wish to have been given to you, to them?
What I do now is I teach them the thing that I want to talk to me. When they get money, I say, hey, man, don't go buy the Scat Pack. Don't go buy the Hellcat. Buy your first property. You know, rent it out. Do something like that. Do some equity.
Okay.
It's hard-headed, you know. Two Scat Packs in, so, you know, it's hard-headed.
For those of you that don't know, like me, what is a Scat Pack?
One of them Dodge Charges with the fast motor. You know, they spin the wheels and make all that loud, damn noise.
Okay. All right.
Kids want the noise.
Well, thank you, Red T, for your input. And for those of you don't want to find him, Red, what can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at RedT_SLK. Find me on my Facebook, which is Terry Mitchell. Or you can also go to my Red T Facebook. It's also on there. And you can find me on Twitter as well, T Dirty.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, my friend. Take it easy. Thank you guys for having me today.
All right. We're here with Lane and Swain. Just quick question. Hey, how you doing? What is one thing you wish your parents taught you sooner?
Money management.
Money management?
Yep.
That seems to be like the going consensus for everybody. Everybody says that. Mm-hmm. Like, what reason do you feel like you would have?
I would have done better saving.
So, like, I see you have kids. These are your kids?
Yeah.
Do you teach them the things that you wish your parents taught you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you feel like they didn't really prepare us as much as
they
should have. Well, let me ask the kids. What's one thing you wish your parents had taught you? They didn't teach you. What's one you want to stand over there so they don't have to hear your answer? Yeah. Give them some space, Dad. What's one thing that you wish your parents had taught you?
I don't really know.
No. They're too close.
Yeah, they taught me everything.
They did?
They taught me everything I want to know.
What's one thing you wish your parents taught you?
Probably, let me think. Like, how to be independent without having to follow their rules and stuff.
Okay, how old are you?
12.
Okay, oh my gosh, I'm 12 years old.
What'd she say?
She says she's 12.
Yeah, what is it that we didn't teach her that she wished we taught her?
Y'all gotta listen to the podcast.
All right.
I'm Cortez.
I'm Dylan.
Joey.
Avery.
All right. And the question is, what's one thing that you wish your parents taught you sooner?
Someone else start. I gotta think.
Joey. Probably self-respect.
Self-respect?
Yeah.
Like in what regard?
Like, just to pay more attention to yourself and what you should do for yourself and stuff, and not like always doing things for other people. Like, pay attention to what they're doing for you. So you can put it out there.
I like that.
Yeah. I would say like money and like how to handle my money and finance all that and stuff. So, like, I could save for later in life.
I agree with what he just said.
Think of your own thing. Be unique.
Dude, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Not right now.
I would say just like accountability, like not relying on like everybody and just like doing your own thing. Kind of like, I don't know. A lot of kids rely on their parents and stuff. So like,
I appreciate you guys.
Yep. I'm Aaron Clark.
Ella Markovsky.
All right, guys. And the question is, what is one thing that you wish your parents taught you sooner?
I think for me, honestly, money management.
Money management?
Yeah. I wish I learned a little bit earlier than like high school. And I wish I was kind of on track with that when I was younger.
What do you think would have been a good age for them to start like telling you so?
I think honestly, I guess, how some parents, like when you do chores and get an allowance,
right.
I think honestly at that age, start teaching them like really slowly, young. Yeah, really young, and just slowly build up from that so you constantly have a grasp of
right.
what to do with your money.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think we were actually talking about this last night. Not everyone is going to be your cup of tea and different personalities mesh. So go towards people that brighten you and like help grow your personality.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's tough though, especially like when you're in school, like you have all these different personalities. And like the most popular personality is not always the best personality, quote
right.
unquote, mm-hmm. 10 years from then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, of course.
What is one thing that you wish your parents had taught you soon in life?
I think the one thing I wish my parents had taught me sooner in life is that everything is temporary and that your emotions are sending you signals, but that's not fact. So that things that you feel really real, and that's okay, and they feel really big, and you can be with those big feelings, but you have to know that emotion is just telling you something. It's not a fact. So when you feel sad or you feel lonely, there's something wrong with that. It's okay. That's okay to feel that way. Everybody feels that way sometimes. And there's things you can do to find connection. But that emotion is telling you that you're seeking connection.
You want to share some of the things that you could do to like...
Like now?
Yeah, like actively. What are some things that you could do?
Well, I think I'm thinking in terms of my own parenting, the ways that I try to rectify that through my own parenting and just trying to remind myself to be with kids when they're feeling big feelings, because I know it's temporary. And that if I try to push them out of that, then that teaches them that feeling is negative, that feeling is bad. So just trying to be with them through those, help them understand, like, this feeling is big. This feeling is telling you something. It's not a fact. It doesn't mean that you're going to be sad forever or that there's something bad about you. You're going to feel these things and you're going to go through them. And that sometimes is telling you you need that connection with someone else. So that's kind of what I try to do with my kids. Yeah.
So to help them be more present in the moment, but understand that the moment is not forever.
Yeah. And the feeling that you're feeling, if it's anger, I think a lot of us grew up thinking anger or sadness were bad.
Right. Traditionally, yes.
Traditionally. There's like
but it's an emotion like every other emotion.
Yeah.
Happiness. And you won't be happy all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I tell my kids, don't make decisions when you're really mad. And don't make decisions when you're really happy.
Yeah. Because
when you get back in the medium of everything, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
What did I say? Both ways. Like, I was really upset. I probably shouldn't have said that. I was really happy. Now, I really don't feel like doing it, but I've already committed to it.
In a moment where my former self was much more committed to this, and now I'm at baseline, and now I'm rethinking it. I see what you mean.
Yes. We're all realizing that none of us really know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
And we need to normalize that.
Yeah.
We need to normalize that nobody knows.
Okay? Yes.
But then we have people that are really good at acting like they know. And then because they have that confidence, it's believable. So then you have this group of people that's believing people that don't even know what's going on. That's very dangerous.
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe I haven't done it because I don't want to be like, I'm the expert on parenting.
No, but you're the expert of Stevie. You're expert of what you've done.
That's true.
Yeah, and I feel like people could definitely benefit from your experiences.
Yeah.
I'm loving your energy right now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I think this is great.
Thank
I'm
you.
So excited for you and I don't know how to run a podcast, so I love that you came to that. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm
either.
Learning.
But that's you learn. Awesome. Nobody knew how to. We didn't know how to walk either, right? We
learned. That's true.
Everything that we do, we learn. And like, even getting out of the car, I was really nervous. I like started, my heart started beating real fast. I started like not shaking, but just like being nervous. And then like when I feel myself having those big emotions, I try to act immediately. So like the first person that was coming out of their car, I started talking to them, hey, is it okay? And then so on and so forth. And you build up the momentum because I feel like I have value to give and for people to realize their value as well. I think that's one of my gifts.
Yeah, I see that in you for sure.
People sit on them, but you have so many people that can benefit. Just like
you're inspiring me today.
And then somebody's going to hear your voice on the podcast and it's going to resonate with them just like it resonated with me. You have to always believe that too. If it's valuable to you, it's valuable to the people that are supposed to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's what I always have to tell myself. Yeah. Because I get lost in the sauce of like, I didn't say it perfectly. But no, if it's valuable to me, somebody else will find value.
Yeah. And you won't be for everybody, but you're going to really be for somebody.
Right.
A lot of somebodies.
Thank you.
That's the thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So this has been, to be honest, I don't even know what episode this is. You can read the title. It'll have it in there. But this is going to close out the episode. My name is First Lady Christina Renee. If this podcast has touched you in any way, or you feel like someone could benefit or be touched by the information shared in this podcast, go ahead and send it to them. Subscribe to the channel for more amazing content. And remember, none of us actually know what we're doing, okay? And it's okay. It is okay. We're going to figure this thing out together. Nothing is perfect. If you're looking for the perfect podcast, unfortunately, you may have stumbled upon the wrong podcast. Again, this is Parent Talk Reloaded. I am First Lady Christina Renee, and we will catch you on the next episode.